Last week was a wild week when we look over what happened with the cattle markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We started out a week ago limit down live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Throughout the course of the week, although it was a holiday shortened week, we saw markets jump up and down. There were a few factors playing a role in last week's markets. Brandon Doherty is with Total Farm Marketing, West Bend, Wisconsin.
Sure, so I think maybe there's a couple of things going on. Number one, as you mentioned, we had a rough session a couple days ago here, so maybe a bit of a technical bounce or recovery here. Live cattle are still what I would consider at or near oversold levels, technically. In addition to that, we've got apparently a new website has been established in regard to the New World Screwworm, and so this is aimed at livestock producers and that type of thing, but there's maybe a little bit of concern about what the government may do as far as the Mexican border. And then I guess the third thing would be that cattle futures are still general below cash trade, so they may be moving up to converge with that a little bit.
And as we switch gears and look at the grain markets, there are a few factors playing some roles here as well. One of them includes China.
I think the big talk or news is that there are several news outlets reporting that China reportedly bought 12 to 15 cargoes of U.S. soybeans, and that may be largely politically driven because, from what I've read, the purchases have been at a premium to what they could be buying at from Brazil. So in other words, they're paying more than they theory need to. So I think they're trying to fulfill part of the trade agreement. Along those same lines, from my understanding, U.S. and China are expected to officially sign that trade agreement within the next couple of weeks. So I think that's the big thing here.
We'll see how markets react as we kick off this week. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.